It is the coach home. It is Neil Atkinson. John Gibbons is away, so I'm stepping in for the coach home. I'm overjoyed given the lineup that we've got together for you. Lots of fascinating stuff indeed. We will be talking about Norwich, but we will start off with Aston Villa with Tom Farke to chat about what's happened to Dean Smith, what's happened to Villa in general, what are the hopes, dreams and aspirations, what should come next. And Tom, first and foremost, it is worth saying that Dean Smith, whilst being Aston Villa manager, has managed to have a lot of good days pulling it together. In the end, is that a massive loss at this point, or is it an emotional one, but you've got to shrug your shoulders and say, you know what, we probably needed to do it given the way 2021 has gone as a whole?
Kind of a bit of all of it, really. It feels like a somewhat of a personal tragedy, because if you look, as you were saying about the dream, if you look just 3 months ago, the outside of the North Stand, there was a big banner of Jack Grealish and Dean Smith holding aloft the playoff trophy. Now both of those are gone. I feel like Aston Villa's always thrived when they've had an Aston Villa man at the helm and an Aston Villa man as the captain. You look at Ian Taylor, John Gregory, Brian Lille. It goes on. It's always been sort of a manager's club where we like to have a Villa man in charge. That's when it's always been at its happiest. But since January, there's been quite a long slump. Now, the results don't exist in a vacuum. There's mitigation for the slump that started since January. You look at the COVID break, where the squad was infected. You look at before that, up to playing Man United at Old Trafford last Christmas and losing 2-1. The football we were playing was absolutely incredible. It's the best I've seen Villa play, and I've been going to Villa Park since 1998. It was exciting. It was wingers. It was fast. It was Jack Grealish on the ball. And since January, we had the COVID break. We had Grealish having a three-month injury, and the squad didn't step up. Dean Smith tried to tried to change things around, but unfortunately, he just couldn't find that magic formula. And especially with a truncated preseason like we had this summer, nothing's quite worked. It just the magic formula hasn't been found.